You're good.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the August 18th Tandy County Board of Adjustment meeting. We'll begin tonight with our establishment of quorum. Scott?
Corey Roebuck.
Present.
David Hurd.
Here.
Rick Persinger. Trent Edwards.
Here.
Rick Caudell.
Here.
You do have a quorum.
All right. Thank you, Scott. Could you also give us an explanation of the public hearing procedures, the presentation of exhibits, and the governing statutes, please?
Yes. I'd like to welcome everyone to the August 18th, 2021 Board of Adjustment public hearing. Board of Adjustment hearing process is governed by the provisions of the Missouri Revised Statutes, Taney County Zoning Regulations, Zoning Maps, and the adopted Board of Adjustment bylaws. Public hearings are held on each variance or appeal request, which is filed with the Planning Department. At this time, I wish to place the Taney County Zoning Regulations and Zoning Maps into evidence as Exhibit A. Staff report for each case is Exhibit B. Staff file including all pertinent information for each case is Exhibit C. And the Board of Adjustment bylaws is Exhibit D for all the cases to be heard at this public hearing. A staff report will be read for each application, followed with any questions for staff. If you wish to comment upon any of the applications, please complete a sign-up sheet provided at the front of the room. Anyone wishing to speak must be sworn in and will therefore be providing sworn testimony. Please return the completed sign-up sheet before addressing the board, then give your name to the Board of Adjustment for commenting on any application. All comments and questions are to be addressed to the board and not to anyone in attendance in the audience. All speakers who are not a party to the case shall be limited to 5 minutes unless additional time is granted by the chairman. So the Board of Adjustment shall have the following powers, and it shall be its duty: 1, to hear and decide appeals where it is alleged there is an error of law in any order, requirement, decision, or determination made by an administrative official in the enforcement of county zoning regulations. 2, to hear and decide all matters referred to it or which it is required to determine under the zoning regulations adopted by the county commission as herein provided. And 3, where by reason of exceptional narrowness, shallowness, shape or topography, or other extraordinary or exceptional situation or condition of a specific piece of property, the strict application of any regulation adopted under sections 64.845 to 64.880 would result in peculiar and exceptional difficulties to, or exceptional and demonstrable undue hardship upon the owner of the property as an unreasonable deprivation of use as distinguished from a mere grant of a privilege to authorize upon an appeal relating to the property a variance from the strict application so as to relieve the demonstrable difficulties or hardships, provided the relief can be granted without substantial detriment to the public good and without substantially impairing the intent, purpose, and integrity of the zone plan as embodied in the zoning regulations and map.
All right. Thank you, Scott. We're going to begin tonight with a review and action of our last month's meeting, July 21st, meeting minutes. Board, have you had an opportunity to review those? And if so, would we have a motion?
I'd make a motion to accept the minutes as written.
All right. Do we have a second?
I'll second it.
All in favor, say aye.
Aye.
Aye. Opposed? All right. Well, we'll begin tonight with our public hearings 21-06V variance. And Scott, if you can
swear.
Oh, I'm sorry. Yes, thank you. If you signed in to speak, could you please stand real quick and we'll swear you in? Thank you, Corey. All right, please raise your right hand. And do you promise to tell the truth the best of your ability tonight?
I do.
All right, thank you. All right, now we'll begin with the 21-06V variance. Scott, if you could lead us into that.
Yes, this is a variance request by Willem Ellis Trust, represented by Jim Fortner. They're seeking a variance from the provisions of Section 10.020, which is an R1 density and dimensional standard setbacks of the Taney County Zoning Regulations. Applicants seeking a 4-foot, which is the west side, property line setback, which is 3 feet less than the required 7 feet, allowing for the construction of a single-family home 4 feet from the west side property line. As per the assessor's information, the subject property is approximately 112 by 160, irregular in size, is lot number 8, phase 9, located in Emerald Point subdivision. I did do research on past Board of Adjustment variances, and the two I found were from 2019 that I believe this board approved. They were both front setbacks. The front setback is 25 feet. One variance was for 13 feet rather than the 25, and the other variance was for 10 feet. That's the only two variances that I had any luck doing the research and finding.
Were those both front setbacks?
Those were both front setbacks.
Yeah.
So if the Taney County Board of Adjustment would approve variance request 2106V, the following requirements shall apply unless revised by the board. Approval of a side setback, which is the west property line one, of 4 feet. Two would be a Taney County residential building permit shall be required before construction begins, and the application has been made. And three, compliance with all other applicable provisions of the Taney County zoning regulations. So zoomed out, our lot in Emerald Point, this drive here is the main drive going through Emerald Point. The intersection back here is at 265. You actually turn right on Eagle Crest and left on Split Rock. It's the lot here. It has Emerald Point Drive on the lower side and Split Rock on the upper side. So here's the contour layer that I can put on the GIS. And then here's the photo. You can see the surveyed stakes were 7 here and about 5 here, but with an overhang, he's asking for the 4 feet. The back corner is the one. And I just went to the back side to take a picture of the back side of the foundation. Of course, your rebar is sticking up. That's the basement floor. Then, the only thing is this is our lot dimensions, 112 on the front, 160 on the west side, 100 feet, 0.62 on the south side, and then 153.62 on the east side. So with that, I would turn it over to your applicants and representative.
All right.
Go ahead.
Well, I'll just start out. I met these folks about 6 months ago, and they were wanting to build a home in.
Could you state your name first, please?
Jim Fortner.
All right. Thanks, Jim.
They were wanting to build a home in Emerald Point, and we found them a lot first. It's a good lot, and they bought the lot, and then they went to my architect and proceeded to build a house, and we had a 112-foot size lot. Well, we didn't know it tapered down. So we had over enough room, but it got a little tight down at the bottom. And we staked it out with a surveyor and came over and got the permit. And then they came out and checked it. Past that, I still didn't know anything was wrong. I knew it was pretty tight up the top, but the lot is so steep, I couldn't see and some trees in the way, I couldn't see the. And I couldn't go down there because I can't walk around. It's too steep. So we started building. And we actually had it surveyed 3 times because it was so steep, and making sure we got it just at the right spot every time. So I know the front stake is right. It's at 7 foot, but it gets back. The back, it gets a little tighter. And I didn't really know it till they come out with the owner, the other people on the other lot. They had it surveyed, and they had them all the way down through there. Well, we just had the 4 corners, you know, and didn't show up. So as soon as those other stakes came in there, we just come a halt to it and see what we could do to get a variance. We got $400,000 in it already. We sure would hate to have to tear it out, but I built 75 homes in there, and I don't know what happened, but somewhere the surveyor should have caught it to start with, and it just, buck stops here, I guess I'm responsible, but anyway, we'd like to get a variance and keep the hardship from going any further. And have any other questions?
What does your neighbor to the side say? The one that's close, is that?
That's okay. Yeah.
Y'all are the neighbors?
Yeah.
Okay.
We're the home.
Okay, we'll wait just a second. If you want to speak here in a minute, I guess. You can say that question.
Are you done, sir?
I'm done unless you ask something.
Okay. We may call you back.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Hi, I'm Catherine Ellis. I go by Kate. And I met Linda Finney, who lives next door, prior to knowing we had a problem. So we had a nice interaction and had shared information back and forth. And then her husband ran into my husband, William Ace Ellis II. He goes by Ace. And he said, I think we've got a problem, and that he had ordered a survey be done, and he was concerned if we were too close to the property line. I think he thought we might have even been on the property line. You know, he didn't know, but he was sending out drones and talking to Scott at the county, and, you know, he was doing his homework. And since that time, we've sat down and met with both of them in their home, and everything went well. He said he wouldn't even come in tonight. He said he would not contest it. He said when he did the survey, he said it was like 5.5 feet away instead of 7. And he said he was comfortable with that since he had got a chance to meet us, to know us. And we brought the plans, shared with him what the home would look like, what it would be like. He was envisioning a 3-story home towering over his. And he said there was all kind of rumors from people who walked the neighborhood. And they just felt a lot more confident and trusting in us that both sides wanted to be good neighbors to each other. So I just wanted the board to know that we have had that communication with them. So I'm sure that's why they're not here this evening. And he mentioned that he might be calling Scott to let him know, so Scott might be able to speak to that if he did.
He called me, and the exact conversation we had is exactly what she said. And he ultimately said what ultimately would be done. I said, well, they'd have to move the house 18 inches. He goes, oh, so it'd still be there. And I said, well, yeah, but it'd just be moved 18 inches on that back corner. Oh, and he started catching on the more. He thought maybe it was just going to disappear or something, I think. Because he mentioned that he's afraid it was going to completely tower over his house. But the last conversation we had was like, exactly what she said. So I
honestly think we have a good working relationship. In fact, since that time, we've actually started using their housekeeper for our condo. So, I mean, we have a good relationship with them now, and I look forward to a continued good relationship with them. And this, I can attest to what Jim Fortner said, that, I mean, it really would be an undue hardship if for some reason we have to tear out a foot and a half and try to redo that, or maybe all of a sudden, you know, we've lost that much space in our, you know, our bedroom and our bathroom and our closet and so forth. So I really appreciate your consideration to our request for a variance. Thank you.
I'm William A. Thales II. I go by Ace. I believe that they have covered it, but I'm available for questions if you need questions of me. And we would appreciate your consideration here today.
Thank you. Mr. Fortner, if you had to move it over 18 inches, what do you think that cost would be?
Well, we got a 25-foot wall in the back and full of gravel. We got that far before we stopped.
If you could stand up to the microphone.
Sorry to the microphone. I'm recording.
I'd hate to say, but it would be at least $100,000. I mean, that's, and then it would, the master bedroom's on that side, and it's a nice master bedroom. It'd have to be shrunk down. That's,